In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet, it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain this sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. Inedia, Latin for fasting, is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of providence, inediates, people who follow a food-free lifestyle, can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun, and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love and faith alone.
These individuals are known as breatharians, pranarians or inediates, solarians or watarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life, as our benevolent Creator has designed for us, are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you. May hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part 3 of our 4-part program entitled Elitom Ben Israel, Breatharianism for a Working Person, on Between Master and Disciples. This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction.
For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Hello, enlightened viewers. Thank you for joining us as we return once again to Ohio, USA to speak with Elitom Ben Israel, who will give us a little more insight into the first days of his lifestyle as a breatharian.
Now tell us about your family members and friends and neighbors. They must have wondered why you stopped eating, or how did you deal with their reactions?
Well, Dylan, just like most of your holistic practitioners will tell you, family and friends is the hardest ones to deal with. That's just the way it is. So at the same time, you got to make up your mind on your journey. Do you give up and say, well, let me blend back in to the flock and don't go no further? Or go ahead and try to set perimeters to deal with this lifestyle, but deal with their lifestyle at the same time? Or do you just take it all away? And usually there will be a fade of communication that does take place, but it depends on how you're creating your life. I try to tell some of my family members, don't you see so-and-so who just died or so-and-so who got a sickness? That came from this. So for people to see that, but instead of coming to you, there's nothing you can do until a person wakes up.
What did you do when people invite you to dinner or out to eat? How did you deal with those situations?
Well, it all depends where you're at in your breath-hearing journey. The reason I say this, there's a level called a baby breath-hearing. That's when you first come into it. Now, back then when I dealt with situations like that, I'll try to go to the highest vibration as possible to fit in, not to get attention. So you'll probably get a light soup, some broth, something to drink, just to blend in, not to bring attention to you, because some people were either, you'd be surprised how angry they get when their belief system is stepped on. So you run into that. Then you got your levels of a teenage breath theory, and that's when you've been in a game for a while, where you understand that you got more power now. It ain't so much that it's dragging you in to eat, but you can deal with people more on their thought process. Now, I don't deal with that today. You know, that just takes growth. And then you got, of course, your adult breath theory, where you don't need to deal at all. You won't even be there 9 times out of 10. Because, like I said, most people's lives are focused around the sex issue or the eating issue. Most of your entertainment and everything else, your life began to fade, and you began to start making another life for yourself on the things that you're doing that don't require these requirements. So that's when you start getting into the adult levels, and that could be real tough too for people to make their transition. Are they going to let go of certain foods and certain places? Of influence. It ain't so much as the hunger, of the influence to continue this journey.
Once he had made the complete transition to living on prana, L.A. Tom had more time to discover and develop other aspects of himself.
What do you do with all the extra time you suddenly have? Did you explore new interests? Did you socialize more?
The new interest is the real good thing. That's when I learned how to crochet, read more books, get into biking. You start finding all these other things. I even picked up guitars and learned new languages, you know, because you got more time to do things, focus on things, study, and that's the whole great thing, the whole knowledge piece of to learn more. You can learn more about physics. Even breath theory is what I know now. I could talk more about it due to the journey. Because there's more knowledge that comes out. And you find out, too, that in science, it's like, wow, you run into things where they kind of knew this all along. You know, it's just somebody just didn't bring it to the forefront. Even dealing with Einstein, or E equals MC squared, energy and matter is the same thing. So that brings you back to start researching these things that these men was already picking up. And you're actually seeing them manifested now in many different things of technology, the new inventions that's coming out, and even how the human being is operating on overall, our lifespan is getting a lot more bigger than it used to be. So you're taking part in the whole function of dealing with time. You got more things to explore these things and see it all come together.
There is no time for boredom, isn't it?
There's no time for boredom.
Leading a busy lifestyle with full responsibilities while living as a breatharian has its challenges. L.A. Tom shared some tips on how to manage it and what to expect.
What worked best for you during this time, to be alone or with other people, or it didn't really matter? What was your experience like?
Well, that is a big issue too, because you do go through a time period of being alone to redirect the pieces of which way you want your life to go. Because like I said before, it was a tapestry of energies. You had the lunch, breakfast, dinner. You had the different engagements that everywhere you went, there was this food taking place. And those interests start fading when you start breaking the reality of matter or the illusion of matter. So you start creating other realities on which routes you want to go. And it might seem shaky at first as you bring in new energies because you're thinking 9 times out of 10 might be limited or where what's about to open up. And that's just something to admit to yourself. So you do go through changes of boredom. You probably have relationships that you went out and see that their life was focused around that, and that begins to fade. Their conversation begins to fade because you're now dealing with physics and metaphysics. You're looking at things differently, and this person is not on it. They're still talking about sports. You know, that's all right too, but it becomes limited.
Ellie Tom was creative in adapting to the breatharian lifestyle, modifying or reinventing new methods to fit his busy schedule.
Did you have moments of self-doubt? Did you wonder if you were doing the right thing? Were there any inner struggles? How did you deal with it?
Oh, yes. First going through it, the first person I looked at was Jazz Muheen's 21-day process. And here I am grabbing that, and I'm actually going to rewrite it. That's basically what I said in my mind. I can't go to no 21-day retreat. I'm going to attempt to rewrite this. Come with another method. So as I went into that, there was many doubts that, man, you better do just the way that's already established. But I'm basically challenging that. And there was many doubts in that process, especially when you're still dealing with the emotional mind. You know, you might have trouble at work, trouble at with friends or something. The mind gets real agitated. So the first thing it wants to do is jump right back into food. And you might, because it was a drug. It's sort of like even fried foods are addictive. It's a drug. You start finding that out, and you start looking at yourself saying, man, I wasn't hungry. Why did I do that? But you're dealing with these stresses just like letting go of alcohol or drugs. And then you start getting stronger dealing with it. You're actually rewriting as you go a new curriculum for others to take because they might be going down the path you were taking instead of going to that retreat we was talking about earlier. All people don't have $200-$300 or more dollars to go to a retreat and lock themselves in. So yeah, there was much doubt, but it got overcame as time went on to pick up new methods. Let's try it this way. How about if this happens? Because I started looking at myself more as a scientist.
For those who want to attempt becoming food free, L.A. Tom advised an ever vigilant attitude towards the body and be flexible in adapting to any scenario.
How did you motivate yourself to get through each day of the 21-day process? Were there specific things that you do?
I'm glad I started picking up meditation to help me through that and started seeing the energy comes up. But the full motivation is I wanted to see what was going to happen. So you're taking yourself through that. When it gets hard, you know, you're working with the energies of your body. I'm glad I learned energy work before I got into that. So the whole motivation of just rewriting a new curriculum, seeing what's going to take place, seeing could a body do this. But then again, you always got to keep that flag up on when to quit. And this is what a lot of people don't have. When you got people bringing forth knowledge to you, it's up to you to investigate that and have that flag inside of you on when to quit and when to listen. When we're teaching these curriculums, you got to have a flag inside of you, too. Just don't say, well, just because he did it, I know I can keep on going. And it's 90 degrees outside of you outside. Your body's aching. You're about to pass out. You might need to take a chill that day until the body gets stronger, until you can continue, because this is your journey. Others is just giving information.
Aside from having a lot of time to develop his other talents, L.A. Tom derived other satisfying benefits while leading a food-free lifestyle.
Was there anything that happened that stood out to you during this 21-day process? Was your thinking clearer?
The thinking is clearer. The body straightens itself up. You notice that you start appreciating the body more because there's certain aches and pains that went through the body. You didn't see it there before, and now you see it. It became healthier. The benefits is just great. If you go traveling and you're practicing food alchemy, you don't have to jump out to go use the bathroom right away. You don't have to. You got more energy throughout the day. I was just telling one young man, I'm in my 40s, but I walked 3 miles yesterday to get to my son's house, but I did that like it was nothing. It was like, okay, do I turn this off or go catch a cab? You just walk. You'll get there because the body's a lot healthier now and it could do this. So there's benefits that you start enjoying, and even where we at now, you can take it even further as life goes on.
Bless viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Sunday when we continue with part 4 of Eliatom Ben Israel, Breatharianism for a Working Person. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up next after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much love and kindness every day.
Literature on Living Food Free. For a complete list, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/breatharians.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.